You're listening to the Google Ads Podcast, brought to you by Solutions 8, the Google Ads agency.
We just got access to Google TV that just went live in Google Ads. And so the way that we're going to run this, because you can only use target CPM, is by two ways. One is going to be text to a number to receive 35% off your first auto ship or something like that, or 20% off, whatever the offer is going to be. But then also what we're also going to be doing, and the same thing we're going to be doing, is going to be running it this way, which is using a coupon code generator that is going to have a coupon code that'll be stuck at the bottom left. Now, bottom left interrupts your brain more frequently because you read canonically top to bottom, left to right. So that's how your eyes move across the screen. So you're on the bottom left, and that coupon code is, the QR code is going to have a button that's going to have UTM tracking per ad, per channel, per audience, blah, 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 right to a landing page that we can see who is getting good engagement. We'll run 15 second non-skippables, 30 second skippables, blah, 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 but all in the same way. So I want to share with you how we're going to be building it. My little test you all saw this morning, my simple little ad that I made. What's cool about this is Canva will actually produce a 4K video. So if you have a 4K TV, but yeah, the coupon or the QR code generator is going to be something that'll just be at the bottom left. It'll say scan for offer, whatever it is, or scan to receive or whatever it is. So we'll figure all that detail out. But what got me thinking is we run a bunch of YouTube for people love Facebook and they don't care about Facebook really even tracks a lot of the clients will look at top line. Everyone's happy with a 1.5 ROAS, sometimes one ROAS on Facebook. This is our Facebook-esque type of offering that we can run national TV commercials for people that are very powerful. And what I'm proposing is our first setup. So I'm waiting for my little one to go live, but I built it this morning so I can have it ready for the brain transfer. Oh, it's eligible. All right. We're going to run TV ads. This is so cool. How we build them is different though. Because they don't track conversions, you can't use video action campaigns. When you create a new campaign here, this new campaign, you have to use the awareness and consideration here. Once you use the awareness and consideration, which has replaced the product and brand consideration, you have to use the video campaign type here, and you have to use video reach. So you can't use video views as sequencer audio, you have to use video reach. So video reach is the only one that will allow you to opt in to Google TV. The Google TV you'll see here is a non-skippable reach. This is the one that I'm going to use. Reason being is that when a person is watching TV and they're watching it through Chromecast or through a smart TV or through a mobile app, whatever it may be, hopefully it's going to be smart TV and Chromecast. And I'll share with you a couple settings I did here in a moment. But this is how we're going to be using like a national TV brand on Google TV. So if you're watching Severance or Love Victor or something on Disney Plus or Prime Video or Netflix, we now have access through Google to all of these people, similar to when you have to pay Hulu for CTV. The bad part about Hulu and CTV, though, is that your targeting capabilities are demographic-based. Age, sex, location, sometimes a slight overlay of interests and hobbies. Great. The good news about the Google TV is when I launch a non-skippable ad, I can use target CPM, which is fine. I can call it whatever I want. Setting a daily budget total of, let's say, like $50. I'm just using this as an example. The video partners on the Google Display Network use Google TV and YouTube. Now I go down to our devices, show on specific ones, remove computers, mobile phones, tablets. Now I'm going only on TV screens. If you're watching YouTube on your TV, or if you're watching anything on Google TV, now you're in my targeting. So now I have the devices. So if you're on a TV screen, now I have a better targeting. And even the better thing about this is you can use feeds in case you have a person using an app on a mobile phone that just maybe doesn't register, whatever it is, fine. But the other part that I thought was really cool is by audience segments, you can use whatever you want. So now my audience segments, I went in and I browsed and I built a purchase intention on Samsonite because that's my ad. My ad is, hey, Black Friday starts now. Samsonite luggage 20% off through my little logo down there, and then audio, obviously, and then end card with my logo. So I haven't done a QR code because no one's going to scan it in 6 seconds. I just want that brand awareness right now. And I'm going to be showing it to people who are a purchase intention of any of these. They go off of the IP address of the home. So if you have a purchase intention, you've been looking at Samsonite, you've been Googling Samsonite, if you're looking at other websites that have Samsonite, now a TV ad is going to come within your house and say, Black Friday starts now, 20% off all Samsonite only at com. And I'm going to be, what's nice about this is this targeting, I still have a really large amount of weekly impressions for a really good age group. And the really good part about this now is that I can't necessarily track conversions. That's fine. But I know that my audience segment is very honed in. I also have in mind a demographic. This is a new one, but in my demographic, I'm taking out the 41 and lower 50. So I'm going over to a nice household. I'm not doing 18 to 24. That's just because I'm trying to launch with a really restricted audience. But 25 to 65 of the top 40% of income earners that have a purchase intention of buying a Samsonite product, but I'm capping my frequency to 14 per week. Because they're non-skippable, so you can see it basically twice a day. That's it. Once you see it more than twice a day for a week, it stops until next week. So it's just going to continually run. You're going to see this in the household twice a day. With these settings, Google gave me a target CPM of $12. So I get $12 cost per 1,000, which means I get to hit 4,000 users per day with a $50 per day budget. Are you watching TV at home with Chromecast or any sort of your connected smart TVs to your Google TV account? Have you have an interest in purchasing Samsonite? And then I get to see if there are 4,000 of those people per day, all for $50 a day. That's like 25 clicks in shopping. That's massive. That's a great reach. That's a really great reach. 4,000 people per day for $50. The one thing that we saw when we monitored the chatter and the traffic from people that are abandoning cart, we emailed them. We actually reached out to them and say, hey, thanks so much for visiting our site. Was there a reason why you didn't buy from us? We had more people say, great price, but I didn't know why it was so cheap. I've never heard of you guys. One old lady's like, you're not on BBB. So we just didn't have any brand awareness. People were coming out of the cart and like, that's too good to be true, and leaving because no one knew who they were. A national TV campaign can help alleviate that, especially if I'm using the same targeting as what I'm capturing you on my inbound shopping campaigns. So what are you guys' thoughts on this so far? Pretty cool stuff, yeah, huh?
Good. This is awesome.
Google TV.
Yeah.
This all run on smart TVs. You just got to install the app from Google Play. Is that right?
I think there's like tens of millions of people that use, remember Chromecast? Like you buy Chromecast and you plug it in your TV and now you have access to all the streaming networks.
Well, all the latest smart TVs have got it all built in now.
And now if you have a Chrome TV subscription, that's how you connect to all of the apps.
Gotcha.
If you have a smart TV, like you can use smart TV and log in to anything. But if you have a normal smart TV, you have to go and buy all of your individual subscriptions. It's another way to get to Hulu, essentially. But what's nice about this is I get to then insert an ad before Hulu could to a person because they're connected through Google TV. It's again, because it only came out like a week ago, it's not saturated yet. And I want to be the first one to get in there. And then I want to be the first one to learn it. And I want to be the first one to do everything that we can.
I just had a meeting with a Google rep and they went, oh, what's that?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Isn't that great? Even Google's like, wait, what do we do?
Thanks for listening to the Google Ads podcast. For more ways to grow your business with Google Ads, you can subscribe to the Solutions 8 YouTube channel. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend. And if you'd like to work with the best Google Ads agency in the world, you can visit Solutions 8 at sol8.com.
Kostom here. If you're running Google Ads, even if your campaigns are successful, my years of experience have taught me that there are almost always enormous improvement opportunities. Now, what if the best Google Ads agency in the world was willing to review your Google Ads campaigns for free and provide you with a comprehensive action plan, no cost or obligation? Notice, I didn't say audit or evaluation. I said action plan. A bullet point by bullet point breakdown of exactly what needs to be done to improve your Google Ads campaigns. Yours to keep, no cost or obligation. Head over to sol8.com to get a free Google Ads action plan customized for your business. No strings attached. That's sol8.com. sol8.com.